I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 21st. There were three new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 67. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. The Quincy Health Department is reaching out to anyone who visited the Punjab Cafe on Southern Artery for potential COVID-19 exposure. Officials say anyone who was at the front takeout area of the restaurant last Friday, Saturday, or Sunday should contact the Quincy Health Department at 617-376-1273. The annual Quincy Christmas Parade has been canceled due to the pandemic. Mayor Thomas Koch says it's not possible to safely hold the parade that typically draws thousands of spectators. The Santa parachute jump into Pageant Field and Quincy Center holiday lighting ceremony have also been canceled this year. A Quincy man facing his fourth drunk driving charge after an arrest in Weymouth this week. 52-year-old Mark Gorham was stopped on Washington Street in Weymouth early Tuesday morning and charged with drunk driving, driving with a revoked license, and not having an inspection sticker. Quincy will participate in the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day this Saturday. Residents may get rid of their unused or expired medication from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parking lot of the Quincy Police Station on C Street. There is also a medication collection kiosk in the police station lobby that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 21st.